West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villa Rica's mayor and city council this week tabling approval of a resolution addressing the future of the Villa Rica Parkway project. However, at that same meeting, city council did approve a six-month contract with former Mayor Jeff Reese to serve as interim city manager. The contract pays Reese $15,000 per month plus benefits. Reese addressed mayor and council following the contract's approval.
My job is to help unify this council and move us forward as a united group for the betterment of the citizens of the city. That's my goal and that's my focus. And for those of you that know me know that I'm very goal focused. And we have a lot of projects. We have, since I was here as your mayor, a lot of projects have either been completed or are underway. And we're going to keep those moving and we're going to keep the citizens involved, notified, let them know what's going on. And that's a big part of my plan here.
Earlier this month, council voted to terminate the employment of current city manager Tom Barber effective July the 1st. Georgia Labor Commissioner Bruce Thompson announcing that both regional commissions in our listening area saw significant rises in the unemployment rates. Both the Northwest Georgia region and Three Rivers region now reporting 3.3% unemployment rates. But the labor force in both regions remains at all-time highs. The number of employed in both regions remains up over the year, and initial unemployment claims were down for both regions last month. The THS Emergency Shelter, now known as the Homeless Resource Bridge, on Thursday announcing that the program is in desperate need of a new location after July the 31st. The nonprofit is hopeful for a location within Carrollton City, approximately 1,500 square feet, 4 to 5 office spaces. CEO Denise Swanson urging anyone with suggestions or the available space to contact the THS office at 470-729-2390. Construction firm R.K. Redding sharing this week that construction of The Hub in downtown Bremen is coming along nicely. The $3 million project is being developed on the former Hubbard Textile Mill property off Hamilton Avenue near the intersection with U.S. Highway 78 Pacific Avenue. The project includes an amphitheater towards the back of the property, a plaza in the area near Giovanni's Restaurant, parking near the railroad lines, a pavilion, and bathrooms. City had purchased the property in 2018 for $150,000. RK Redding officials this week said crews are pouring sidewalks and getting ready to install brick pavers. The design of the pavers will resemble a train track, and the steel for the amphitheater is expected to arrive in about 2 to 3 weeks. Well, parents of school-aged children in Carroll County have a number of non-traditional education options for their students as they approach the 2024-25 school year, but only one is a Montessori blend school that's accredited through high school.
Liberty Eagle starts in infancy all the way through school age, and we're accredited through 12th grade. Each community has a different schedule. For example, typically the communities have morning work cycles where they have hands-on activities and lessons during that time that they get to work on and focus on.
Anna Harris is co-founder of the Liberty Eagle Academy in Carrollton.
And then they have periods of time where there's outdoor exploration as well as some life skills that are incorporated even as early as the preschool early childhood education where they learn carpentry. Even as soon as toddlers, they're learning how to use a screwdriver. They're learning how to do business entrepreneurship as young as first grade, all different kinds of project-based learning that is incorporated in the school. From a day-to-day standpoint, it's not more of a traditional teacher-directed, a bell sounds and you have to stop what you're doing. It's more comprehensive.
And the Liberty Eagle Academy was founded in 2016. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.